Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Tedvav. We are holding on Yudalet Amud Bet. We left off, we were in the middle of talking about the seven female prophets. We are about in the middle of the page. Before we begin, today's daf should be for the Rafu'a Shalom of all the Cholim. We pray Shalom Omer, Sarah, David, Merachel, Afa, Bad, Rav, Shalom, Bad, Chavir, Fu, Abad, Esther. Shalom Omer, Sarah, Fahim, Minayam, Moshe, Ben, Chana, Afa, Bad, Miriam, Yehudah, Ben, Yafa, Chaya, Sam, Simcha, Rechel, Ben, Chana, David, Ben, Esther, Simcha, Ben, Malkam, Miriam, Ben, Yochavir, Eliza, Ben, Miriam, Chana, Liana, Bat, Naomi, Rechel, Esther, Bat, Tamar, and Esther, Bat, Chana. Lavdil, Lili, Nishmat, Lil, Dina, Bat, Ephraim, Elisha, Bat, Aharon, Aharon, Ben, Yitzchak, and Binyamin, Ben, Yitzchak. So we're about to begin. We are in the middle of the page, maybe 15 lines down from the top. V'yoshiyah. We're talking about Yoshiyahu and Navi. So the Gemara says, V'yoshiyah gufe hechi shav yikrimiyah u'meshadeh legaba. We were talking about how Yoshiyahu and Navi, he left the presence of Yirmiyahu, and he went to the prophet Chuldah. We asked, how is it possible that there's a prophet in the same city as Yirmiyah? And we said, because he was her relative. They were close, so he let her be a prophet in the same city. Now the Gemara is asking, why did Yoshiyah leave Yirmiyahu's presence and go to this woman, go to Chuldah? So the Gemara says, Amri Deveir Bishila, Mipnesha Nashim Rahmaniyotan. He says, because women are very merciful. So I say he wanted to go get a merciful kind of answer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yirmiyah lo hava hatam. He says, no, different answer. Yirmiyah wasn't there at the time. Shadach lachzir aser dashvatim. Because he went back to bring back the 10 shvatim, and so therefore he wasn't there at the time for Yoshiyahu to go to him. So the Gemara says, "Minaland ahadur." How do we know that he returned the 10? That the 10 shvatim ended up actually returning to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Dichtiv ki amocher elamimkar lo yashuv." So the Gemara over here it says, "Efshar yovel batel v'navi minabe alav shi batel." The Gemara says, "Is it possible that yovel is already batel, and you have a navi who is prophesizing that it will become batel?" What is it trying to say over here in this pasuk? Rather, it's teaching us that Yirmiyahu brought them back. V'Yoshiyahu ben Amon malach alehen, and Yoshiyahu was the king on them. Dichtiv vayomer mahatziyun halaz asher ani ro'eh. What is this, image that I see? V'Yemeru elav, they said to him, Anshe ha'ir, hakever isha Elohim asher ba miyuda. V'yikra et hadevarim ha'ele asher asita al mizbeach. They read for him the things that were written on the mizbeach. Beveit El, in the house of El. So the Gemara says, "Vechimat tivo shel Yoshiyahu al mizbeach beveit El." What does Yoshiyahu have to do with the mizbeach in Beit El? The time in Beit El wasn't his time. Ela melamed she Yoshiyahu malach alehen. Rather, it's just coming to teach us that Yoshiyahu was the king over them. He was the king over the 10 shvatim after they were brought back from the galut of Sancheriv, when Sancheriv split them all up. Then the Gemara says, "Rav Nachman amar mehacher." Rav Nachman says, "From here, we learn from this pasuk." He says, "Gam Yehuda shat katsir lecha b'shovi shevut ami." So how did they explain from this pasuk? It says Yehuda, he made a very strong chayil, very strong soldiers and warriors. Whenever they were returned, when the 10 shvatim were returning, so Yoshiyahu was the king over them, and he was the king even over these people. So he's saying, what he's saying essentially is from this pasuk, you can see that they returned the 10 shvatim back from the galut. This is what he's trying to prove. Now it goes on Esther. We spoke about the previous prophets. Now we're going on Esther. So the Gemara says, "Dichtiv vayi bayom ha-shelishi." It was on the third day. "Vatilbash Esther malchut." She wore kingship. So the Gemara says, "Bigdei malchut mibayile." It should say the clothing of the kingship, not just kingship. "Ela shelavashta ruach hakodesh." Rather, so she had ruach hakodesh. She was able to see by ruach hakodesh. "Ktiv hacha." It says over here, "Vatilbash," that she wore. "Ktiv hatam." It says over there, we're talking about Ruach HaKodesh. So it says, "V'ruach lavesha et ammasai." So over here, she uses the same word, same shortish of lavash and lavash, when referring to Ruach HaKodesh, to tell us that it's a gzera shava, so that to teach us that Esther had Ruach HaKodesh. Okay? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman, lo ya'e yahiruta linnashe." Ga'ava, it does not look very nice on women. So the Gemara says, Tarte Nashe Yahiran Havyan Vesanyan Shemayu. There were two women who had a lot of gava, were very full of themselves, and their names were hated. Chada Shema Ziburta, one of their names was Ziburta, which is talking about the bee, which is, or the hornet, is talking about Devora. Vechada Shema Karkushtan, one of them was talking about Karkushtan, was like the mouse, which is talking about Chulda, the Navi, Naviya. Ziburta aktiv ba, it says with when talking about Devora, Vatishlach Vatikra le Barak. She went and called to Barak, meaning Veilu ihilo azlag legabe, but she didn't have the proper, you know, adequate to go to her himself and speak to her in person. She sent to him, so it wasn't, I guess, the proper way to do speaking like that. When you're speaking to people of higher authority, you should go and speak to them in person. Karkushta, when talking about Chulda, k'tiv ba, it says Imrula ish. It says, say to the person, go and say to him. Meaning, what was the context over here they're talking about? They're talking about speaking to the king. So go and speak to the king. Right? Says, speak to this person. And it, she didn't say what? She didn't say, v'lamra Imrula melech. She didn't say, go and speak to the king. She brought down the, you know, the proper way of speaking that you speak to a king. She brought down that special kavod given to them. So they had a little bit of gava and their names were hated. That's why they were given names that had to do with like animals, insects. That's what the Gemara sounds like. Amar Rav Nachman, Chulda mibnei banav shel Yehoshua haita. Chulda came from the grandchildren of Yehoshua. K'tiv hacha, it says over here in the Pasuk, ben charchas. U'k'tiv hatam, and it says over there in the Pasuk, betimnat cheres. So how does he learn out from this Pasuk? It says in the time of Yehoshua passed away, it says betimnat cheres. And when it's talking about, over here, when it's talking about Chulda, it talks about her and it says, ben charchas. So he uses the same word of cheres and charchas to tell us that she came from Yehoshua. Eitive, the Gemara has a contradiction. Rav Eina Saba, the Rav Nachman, the elder Rav Eina, to Rav Nachman. Shmona Nevi'im, vehem Kohanim, there were eight Nevi'im and they were all Kohanim. Yatsu Merachav, and they came from Rachav HaZona. The Rachav HaZona, which if you learn in the book of Yehoshua, discusses this Rachav in Yericho, who ended up becoming the wife of Yehoshua, who was a Zona at the time, she was a prostitute at the time. Ve'eluhen, and these are the eight. Nirya, Baruch, Visaraya, Mechasya, Yirmiya, Chilkiyan, Chanamel, Veshalom. These are the eight prophets from those times that it's referring to. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Chulda Nevi'ah Mibnei Baneah Shel Rachav HaZona. Even Chulda was from the grandchildren of Rachav, right? We said that Chulda came from Yehoshua. Yehoshua married Rachav. So she had to come from Rachav. So the first opinion said that it wasn't Chulda. She didn't come from them. Whereas the second opinion, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chulda comes from Yehoshua and Rachav. K'tiv hacha, it says over here in the Pasuk, Ben Tikva, Uchtivatam et Tikvat Chut Hasheni. So how do they explain it? So when it talks about Chulda, it says Ben Tikva. And when it says, when it's talking about the story of Rachav, it says Be'et Tikvat Chut Hasheni, the string that they were told to put on all the doors. So you see that there's a connection between the Chut and the Chut, saying that Rabbi Yehuda is trying to prove that Rachav came from, Chulda came from Rachav. So Amar Le, so now comes the kind of a contradiction. So he said to him, Eina Saba, Rav Nachman would call him Eina Saba. I guess it was like not such a proper name. Va'amrila, and some say, Patya Ukma, you dark kli, you dark cup or whatnot. Mini uminach, tistaim shmateta. From me and from you, we should conclude the matter. We should understand and teach this whole subject. De igaira vin nasba Yehoshua. She converted, right? We know Rachav converted, and she married Yehoshua. So the Gemara says, "Umi hava leizara leYoshua? Did Yehoshua have children? Did he have any zera? Vaketiv nun or non beno Yehoshua beno nun was his father, so nun his father, and his child was Yehoshua. And it doesn't continue the his children afterwards. It sounds like from the pasuk that Yehoshua did not have children. The Gemara says, "Bane lo havule ben Natan havule. He didn't have sons, but he had daughters, and so from his daughters came Chulda. So he had a great grandchild or a grandchild that came Chulda Nevi'a from his daughter. So the Gemara says, Bishlama inhu mifarshe. It makes sense that these, here, the Rashi explains, there's some of them are explicit in the Tanakh, right? We have Baruch, Seraya, Yirmiya, Hanamel. All of these are mentioned in the Tanakh. So it makes sense all of those are prophets. But how do we know their fathers that we mentioned? How do we know all of them were considered prophets? Right? The ones we mentioned afterwards. Right? Let's see Rashi. Rashi goes through all the names. How do we know that all of their fathers were Nevi'im? So the Gemara says, from Ula. The Amar Ula, because Ula says, Kol makom sheshmo v'shem avi v'nevi'ut, anytime it says a person in his father's name, when talking about prophecy, be'yadua shehu navi ben navi, you know that he's a prophet, the son of a prophet. Shemo v'lo shem aviv, whenever it mentions a person and not his father's name, be'yadua shehu navi v'lo ben navi, you know that he's a prophet, but his father was not a prophet. Shemo v'shem airo, if you see it's talking about him and his city, meforash, be'yadua shehu me'ota ir. If it's meforash and clear in the pasuk, then you clearly know that he comes from that city. Shemo velo shem iro, if it says his name but not the name of a city, beyadua shehum Yerushalayim, you know that he's from Yerushalayim, and the pasuk just does not explain where he's from. Okay, we stop there for questions. Okay, Gemara says matnita tana, and starting matnita in the Beraita, kol shem asav umase avotav stumin. If any time your actions and your father's actions are very satum, nobody knows about them, they're in secret, and it tells you one time about them in praise, so kegon devar Adonai asher haya et Sefanya ben Kushi, when Hashem spoke to Sefanya ben Gedalia, biyadua shu tzadik ben tzadik, you know that he's a righteous person, the son of a righteous person, and any time it reveals to you a pasuk one time, but in the negative, not for praise, but for the negative, kegon vayhi bechodesh hashvi'i, like it says in the pasuk, vayhi bechodesh hashvi'i, in the seventh month, ba Yishma'el ben Netanya, Yishma'el the son of Netanya comes, ben Elishama, biyadua shu rasha ben rasha, and it talks about it in the negative, so you know that it's talking about a wicked person, the son of a wicked person. Amar Nachman, Malachi ze Mordechai, he says that the prophet Malachi is Mordechai. And why was his name called Malachi? Shaya Mishne Lamelech, because he was considered the second in command to the king. So he's saying that this Navi Malachi was actually not a different person than Mordechai. He was Mordechai himself. Maytiv, a contradiction. Baruch ben Neria Isaraya ben is a girsa over here. It says ben Mechasya veDaniel Umordechai, Bilshan, Vechagai, Zechariah, Umalachi, Kulan inamu vishnat shtaim le Daryavish. All of these prophets had prophecy in the second year to the king Daryavish. But what do you see in that pasuk? What do you see in that line? In that Baraita, it teaches us that there's both Mordechai, right? We said Mordechai, and we also said Malachi. So you see that they're two different people in the Baraita. They're not the same person. So the Gemara says Tiyufta, you're right, it's a Tiyufta. So it clearly sounds like Malachi and Mordechai were completely two different people. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, Malachi ze Ezra. He says Malachi is actually Ezra. Chachamim amrim, Malachi shemo. Chachamim say, no, he's a different person. Malachi is his name. Amar Rav Nachman, Mistabra kemanda Amar, Malachi ze Ezra. It makes sense according to the opinion. It says that Malachi is Ezra. Dichtiv, as a pasuk says, "Benevi'ut Malachi." In the prophecy of Malachi, it says, "Bogeda Yehuda v'to'ivan istab Israel v'Yerushalayim ki chalal Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher ahav uva'al bat el nechar." So, what is this referring to? This is talking about the rebuke for them marrying the goyim women, the non-Jewish women. So the Gemara says, "Uman afrish nashim nochriot," and who was the one who also told everyone to separate from their non-Jewish wives? It says Ezra. We also saw in the pasuk with Ezra, "Dichtiv vayan shechanya ben Yechiel ibne elam vayomer leEzra anachnu ma'alnu ve'Eloenu." We went against God, v'noshav nashim nochriot, and we married non-Jewish wives. And then we continue over there in the pasukim. It says that Ezra rebuked them and told them to marry, to unmarry their non-Jewish wives. So you see that it sounds like Ezra is Malachi. That's what he's trying to prove. Tana Rabbanan, Arba Nashim Yafifiyot Hayu Ba'olam. There were four most beautiful women in the world. There's a girsa change over here. So there's two different versions as to who they are. But let's go with the Bach. So he says, or the Masoret Ashas, says Sarah, Rachel, Vavigail, Ve'Esther. These were the four most beautiful women. So Luman Damar Esther Yarakroket Haita. And according to the opinion that says that Esther was green and she wasn't so beautiful, Mapik Esther Ma'il Vashti. They would take out Esther and they would put in Vashti into the list of most beautiful. Tanu Rabbanan, Rachav, we're in the middle of the page of Tetvav Amud Aleph. Rachav, Bishma Zinta. If a person heard the name Rachav, with that name already, he would have like feelings of prostitution, or his emotions would rise up on him. Ya'el Bekola. Ya'el, what would cause a person to sin, would be by her voice. Avigail Bezechirata. Just by remembering Avigail, would cause a person to sin. Michal Bat Shaul Beriata. Michal, the daughter of Shaul, just by seeing her, she's so beautiful, that it would cause a person to sin. It's interesting, but talks about the four most beautiful women, and then it speaks about other women. It talks about Rachav and Ya'el and Michal. Okay, beseder. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol ha'omer Rachav miyad nikrei. Even any person who says Rachav's name twice, right away would become a Baal Keri. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Nachman, Anna Amena, he would have a seminal emission, right? Amar Le Rav Nachman, Anna Amena Rachav, Rachav lo ichbat li. He says, I would say Rachav, Rachav, and nothing happens to me. He's like, I don't care about this rule. This doesn't work for me. Amar Le, ki kamena biyodah makira. He says, no, I was talking about somebody who knows her and recognizes her. Somebody who knows her and recognizes her, and they would say her name twice, then they would come to a seminal emission. Umordechai yada et kol asher na'asa. So Gemara says, my Amar, what did he know? What did he say? Rav Amar, gava Haman me'achashverosh. That Haman went and kind of convinced Achashverosh now that, you know, to go against the Jewish people. The way Rashi explains it, shemal'uli bole daber mashelo ala lelev Achashverosh. His heart became filled to speak what did not come unto the heart of Achashverosh. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Amar, gavar malka ila'a mi malka tata'a. That the upper king went on top of the lower king. I mean, I think it's a nickname trying to say the other way around. Essentially saying like, Achashverosh kind of, like the kings are taking over Achashverosh to say even Hashem. I don't know how you could say something like that, but I guess what he's trying to say is like, it's not looking good for the Jewish people at this point. Then it says, Vatitchalchal Hamalka. It says she became Titchalchal. So what does that mean? My Vatitchalchal Hamarav, she pirsa nida. She became nida. She got so scared, so she became nida. Rabbi Yirmiya, talking about Esther. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, she utzirchal lenekavea. Rabbi Yirmiya says, no, she needed to go to the restroom. But Tikra Esther lehatach. Esther called for hatach. Amarav hatach ze Daniel. That's talking about Daniel. This answers your question. So Daniel was in those times. Okay, according to this opinion, at least. Why was his name Hatach? Shechatachuhu migdulato. They ripped him down and cut him down from his great authority. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, shekol divrei malchut nechtachin al piv. That all of the words of the kingship were, you know, chopped on his words, on his mouth. They were given by his mouth, so to say. Okay?
By who? By Daniel?
By Hatach, who is also Daniel. Yeah, ladat maze va'al maze. The pasuk says. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak shalchalo. She sent to Mordechai. Shema averu Israel al chamisha chumshei Torah. Maybe they violated. Jewish people violated the Torah, and that's why this is happening. Dichtiv bahen. It says in the Torah, mize umize hem ketuvim. So it says the same words, mize umize, as it says in the Megillah, mize umize. So they're trying to learn out that maybe that's why they are getting punished. Ve'agidu Mordechai divrei Esther. They told Mordechai the words of Esther. Ve'ilu ihu lo azal. You see from the fact that it says ve'yagidu, it's plural. So multiple people went to tell him. It wasn't hatach anymore. They had to tell somebody else. Okay? So somebody else went to him. Mikan she'en mashivin al kalkala. He says, from here you learn that you're not supposed to be the person to bring back the bad news. Right? Hatach saw there was bad news bringing back. He said, I don't want to be the one to bring it back to Mordechai. So he's jumped out of the story. Then it says, lech kenos et kol ha'yehudim. Go and gather all the Jews. Ad asher lo kadat, it says until shelo kadat. What does that mean? Amar biaba shelo kadat haya shebechol yom veyom ad achshav beonis. Says it's not the regular way. Why? Because every single day she was being violated. Esther, she was being violated against her will. Veachshav beratzon, and now it's being done according to her will. Vekasher avati avati. What does that mean? Kashem she'avadti mibeit Abba, just like I was lost from my father's house, Esther says, meaning her father died when she was conceived, or when she was, yeah? Kach ovad mimecha. He says, so too, I will be lost from your house, Mordechai, because now she's doing it beratzon, so she's going to be lost from his house as well. Ve'avor Mordechai. What does that mean, ve'avor Mordechai? Amar Rav she'evir yom rishon shel Pesach v'ta'anit. He passed the first day of Pesach to be a ta'anit. Why? Because we know that this all happened the month before Adar, so it was all, or in the month of Nisan, that for that matter. So it was the 13th, 14th, and 15th of Nisan that this was happening. And so therefore, the 15th of Nisan was the third day of the fast. And so therefore, they were fasting on the first day of Pesach. Okay? He said, Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Da'avar Arkuma Demaya. He passed by a pool of water passed through a pool of water. She wore kingship clothing. It should say kingship clothing. It shouldn't just say kingship. Amar Rabbi Elazar. We saw this earlier, right? She had Ruach HaKodesh. This is how we know that Esther had Ruach HaKodesh. That the same words, Lavash, Lavash, so it's a Gzerah Shava teaching us she had Ruach HaKodesh. Now it's going to bring us a bunch of Ma'amarot in the name of Rabbi Elazar, who says in the name of Rabbi Chanina. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, amar Rabbi Chanina, Le'olam al tihi berchot Birkat Hediot Kala Be'enecha. You should never have a blessing that someone gives you, even if he's a simple person. It shouldn't be light in your eyes. Shahare Shnei Gedolei Hador Birechum. There were two Gedolei Hador that blessed him. Shnei Hediotot that were blessed by two simple people. Venit Kaima Behen, and they were fulfilled. Ve'elohen David and Daniel, these are the two Gedolei Hador, David and Daniel. David Barchei Arona. Arona blessed David. Dichtiv as a pasuk says, Vayomer Arona El Amelech. And he gave him a bracha. Daniel de Barchei Daryavesh, Daryavesh bless Daniel, dichtiv, Elahach di ant palachle betadera, hu yeshez vinach. That he says, your God that you are praying to, you are bowing to, he will be the one to save you. And kachaya. So essentially he gave him the bracha, a simple person gave him a bracha. So even a simple person gives you a bracha, you should always take it very strong. You shouldn't take it light. Okay, we'll stop there for a question. Sorry, Mechila, the name is Aravna HaMelech. So he said that the blessing of Aravna HaMelech to David was to that Hashem, that you should be appeased by Hashem, your God. Okay, let's continue. Aravna HaMelech. The curse of a simple person should not be light in your eyes as well. Sharei Avimelech kilel et Sarah. Avimelech cursed Sarah. He says, "Hine hu lach kesut einayim nitkayma bezara, nitkayem bezara." Right? He cursed her because she didn't tell her. She didn't tell Avimelech that she was Avram's wife. And so he told her that your eyes should be covered. And it was, even though it wasn't fulfilled by her, it was fulfilled by her son. Right? Yitzchak became blind at the end. We saw that he lost his eyesight. Hashem is not the same way as human beings. Midat basar v'adam shofet kedera v'achar kach noten letocha mayim. A person puts the pot on the fire, on the stove, and only thereafter they pour the water in. Aval kadosh baruch hu noten mayim v'achar kach shofet kedera. But Hashem, he pours the water, and only thereafterwards he puts the pot. What is he saying? I think he's talking about the clouds. Saying Hashem first, he pours the water and then he brings the clouds out. Whereas the normal way would have to bring the cloud out and then the water would have to come out from the clouds. Hashem pours the water into the sky, into the clouds, and only thereafter he brings the clouds out for it to be filled with water. In a sense that it's Hashem is not the same way as mankind. Hashem is different. Okay? Lekayem mashenemar, to fulfill the pasuk, lekol. Yeah, let's read the pasuk inside. They call Tito Hamon Ma'im Bashamayim, right? Exactly like I was saying, talking about the water in Shamayim. He first brings the water in Shamayim, and then he brings the cloud. Anybody who said something in the name of somebody else, you bring the redemption to the world. Meaning, when you hear something from somebody else, you shouldn't just say it. You should say it in the name of the person you heard it from. Right? There's actually a question in Halakha over here, if you're allowed to give, let's say, Dvar Torah you heard from somebody else without saying it in his name. Or is it considered like stealing it from him? Not to get into too much of those questions, but it's important to mention the name of the person. Okay, so we remember, anytime you mention this line, it's in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina. So we mention it in his name, okay? Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Vatomer Esther laMelech b'shem Mordechai." She said it to the king in the name of Mordechai. Why did she do it in the name of Mordechai? That brought the redemption because she mentioned Mordechai's name. He told her that Achashverosh was being attacked. V'amar b'Elazar, Amar b'Chanina, tzadik avad ledora avad. If a righteous person, dies for his generation, he's lost. Mashallah Adam she'avedalo margalit. If a person loses a pearl, kol makom shehi margalit. Kol makom shei margalit shema. Wherever that pearl is, it's still considered a pearl. It doesn't lose its status. Lo aveda ele lebaala. Only the owner who is still there and lost it, this pearl. But the pearl is still in existence. Meaning what? When a tzaddik passes away, he goes up to a better world. He's not losing out. We're losing out. The people here are losing out. This is all is not worth it, Haman says. When Haman saw Mordechai sitting in the gates of the king, none of this is worth it for me. Because Rav Chista, like Rav Chista says, Mordechai came from a place of wealth, whereas Haman came from a place of poverty. That's what he's trying to say. And they called him the slave, the servant that was sold for bread. I mean, what was the story over there? Years back, Haman had sold himself to Mordechai as a slave. Just for pieces of bread, for a little bit of bread. Back then he came from poverty. So he had sold himself just for a little bit of bread. So every time he saw Mordechai, he would be embarrassed because he remembered that he was his worker, he was his slave. He was his servant. That's what he's trying to say. So he says, "V'koze enenu shoveli milamed shakol gen nazar shelo torah shach akukino alibo." All of his treasures were in his heart. Haman said, "Ushash reid Mordechai." When he saw Mordechai Yosef b'shar haMelech sitting in the gates, the king's gate, Amar koze enenu shoveli. He says, "None of this is worth it for me. None of the treasure." V'amar b'lazam, Amar b'chanina, atid haKadosh Baruch Hu liot atara b'rosh kol tzadik b'tzadik. Hashem will put a crown on all of the righteous people's heads. Shneimar b'yom ahu yadunai tzavod atar tzvi. It will be a crown for everyone in the future. My atar tzvi. What does it mean? Atar tzvi l'tzfirat tifara. It says la'osin tzivyono, for those who fulfill His will, umetzapin tifarto, and they wait and yearn for His wonders that He brings in the world. Yachol l'kol, is that for everybody? Talmudamar l'shar amo. Somebody who makes himself like leftovers, like somebody who's a very down-to-earth, humble person, only they will be crowned with Hashem. Uluruach mishpat. What does that mean, ruach mishpat? Zehadan et yitzro. Someone who judges and goes against his yitzar hara. Uliyoshev ala mishpat. What does that mean? Zehadan din emet. You judge a truthful judgment. La'amito. Ulegvura. It says ulegvura. Zehamit gaber al yitzro. He overcomes his yitzar hara. Meshive milchama. They're going back and forth with the war of Torah, back and forth to try to understand the emet from the Torah. Sha'ara. When it says the gates, talking about the Talmidei Chachamim who wake up early in the morning and stay late at night, learning in Hashem's Batei Knesot, his Beit Midrash, and his Kanisas. Okay, let's continue. Okay, Amra Midat Hadin Lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Midat Hadin said in front of Hashem, a judgment said in front of Hashem. Ribono Shel Olam, Mani Shenu Elu Me'elu. What's the difference between the Goyim and the Jews? Amar La Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said to it, Yisrael Asku BaTorah Umot HaOlam Lo Asku BaTorah. The Jewish people are learning Torah. What do you mean? What's the comparison? It's two different worlds. Amar Le Gam Ele BaYain Shagu VeShachar Ta'u. Also, the Jews they messed up and they made mistakes by getting drunk and with wine and stuff like that. So it's Paku Pelidia. So the Gemara says, it's a continuation of the Pasuk. So it says, In Paku Ela, In Paku Ela Gehinam. It says, Paku is only Lashon Gehinam. So that kind of, I guess, Gehinam opens for those type of people. So it says, over there, when it's talking to David HaMelech, it says, this should not be for you another sin. Right? I think it was Abigail, we said it was Abigail speaking to David HaMelech, this should not be for you another sin. So you see over there, the word poka, ve'en pelidaya, ela dayanin. Pelidaya has to be talking about judgment, or judges. Sheneimar ve'natan ve'pelilim. What is Pasuk over there talking about? Okay, so over there it's talking about when a person hits somebody, Chas V'Shalom, who's pregnant, it says the word pelilim, it's talking about judges, it must be talking about judges. Then it says, V'ta'amon b'chatzer beit ha'melech ha'pnimid. He was standing in the inner part of the king's courtyard. Amar b'levi, b'kevan she'higia lebeit ha'tzlamim, nistalka himena shechina. When she went to the inner place of the images where the Avodah Zarah was, Hester lost the shechina. Amra, Eli, Eli, lama azavtani. So she said, God, why are you leaving me? Why are you leaving me the Shekhinah? Shema atadan al shogeg kemezid, val ones keratzon. Maybe you're judging accidental, like on purpose, or someone who is forced, like he's doing it by will. O shema ashkarativ kelev, or maybe because I called the Achashverosh, I called him a dog, that you're doing this to me. Shneemar hatzila esder amalka, hatzila mecherev nafshim miyad kelev yechidati. Save me from this dog, she was saying. So Chazav Karatu, Haman, not Achashverosh, Haman. So maybe she was talking, when she was talking, are you sure it's Haman? I thought it was talking about Achashverosh.
The expression
is that it appears to someone, but I'm not sure. Let's see the Pasuk inside. I thought the Pasuk was talking about Achashverosh. Achashverosh also. Velo tiye lo na na puka, ol mikshol. Okay, that's talking about...
Sefariah says Haman, but okay, no problem.
Yeah, the pasuk is somewhere Achashverosh. No, I think that's a mistake. It's somewhere Achashverosh. Okay? Says Achashverosh over here. Okay, very good. But thank you for mentioning. So maybe we should email them.
Yeah.
Okay. So it says that she was calling him a dog. So maybe that's why Chazar v'karatu Aryeh. So she said, I'm going to start calling him a lion. So Neymar hoshi'ini mipi Aryeh. So he says, as she started calling him, save me from the mouth of the lion, so that she wouldn't lose her prophecy. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.